Aboriginal legal groups are accusing the Northern Territory government of being complacent about rising prisoner numbers. Documents obtained by the ABC show the Darwin prison population reached a record high in April. Yet, the government didn't reveal that milestone, and documents show the Department of Justice advised the Attorney General it was unlikely to attract media interest. From Darwin, Stephanie Zillman reports.
Even as Darwin's prison population hit a record high of 1,045 in April, the Department of Justice was offering the government no new ideas on how to bring it down. Documents seen by the ABC show the department suggested adding more beds, putting low-security prisoners into work camps, and improving vocational and educational training for inmates in a bid to stop reoffending. The ideas had simply been copied from previous reports sent to Attorney General Natasha Files.
I'm sure that if you critique everything, things can be done better, but I'm comfortable with the level of information provided to me, and it's about looking at some of those bigger picture issues that aren't necessarily the sole responsibility of the Department of Corrections.
Natasha Files is confident the government has all the ideas it needs to try to bring down prisoner numbers, with policies including the reintroduction of the banned drinker register.
The aim of the government is to reduce the number of people that are incarcerated. It costs us around $100,000 to keep an adult incarcerated in the Northern Territory, and we know that taxpayers, they want safe communities, but they want to see that money invested in schools and education.
The government didn't acknowledge the new prisoner number record, and the documents seen by the ABC show the Department of Justice advised the Attorney General there would be no media interest. The Central Australian Aboriginal Legal Aid Service insists the Department of Justice could be doing better. Leanne Caton is the CEO.
The minister should be demanding higher quality reports and actually looking at them closely.
And she believes the NT government is too complacent when it comes to tackling the record numbers of prisoners, the majority of whom are Aboriginal.
People get out of jail. What are they being released to?
That sentiment is echoed by Cheryl Axelby from Change the Record, a coalition of peak Aboriginal legal groups. She says rehabilitation simply isn't happening.
Until that's addressed and we actually look at having alternatives to detention for the softer type crimes, then we're not going to see any change.
In November 2015, the Change the Record coalition sent a concrete plan called the Blueprint for Change to federal, state and territory governments on how to reduce Aboriginal imprisonment rates. Cheryl Axelby is disappointed that plan hasn't received much take-up.
It's been in place now for a good couple of years. We're not getting a lot of traction as much as we would like. We have the solutions. You know, we're putting forward propositions for government to take into account. All we're waiting now is for them to, you know, take our hand and walk alongside us.
Cheryl Axelby from Change the Record, ending Stephanie Zillman's report.